This is Shibu Cherian. Let us unite in the Word today. This is the first journey as we are making through the Bible. Today is January the 1st. Our Bible reading for today comes from Genesis chapters 1 to 3. And today we are going to have a devotion on the power of the spoken word. Genesis chapter 1 speaks to us about the power of the spoken word. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. But it was only when God spoke. And he did that many times in verse 3, 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, and 26, that everything came into existence. The Word of God has power to heal us even today. Psalms 107, verse 20, and Matthew 8, verse 16. Remember that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. So let us pray that God will give us a wholesome tongue. Proverbs 15, verse 4. And we will only speak positive things and thereby bless other people. Luke chapter 6 verse 28. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, we see that Adam willfully disobeyed God's direct commandment to him. And we read that in Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17, even though he lacked nothing in the Garden of Eden, including food, which he had unlimited provision of fruits in the garden, and also he had companionship with Eve. Now the last Adam, who was Jesus Christ, overcame temptations even though he did not have any food for 40 days and 40 nights. Neither did he have any companionship as he was alone in the wilderness. We read that account in Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 11. Both temptations were similar and involved the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. We can compare Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 with Matthew chapter 4 verse 3, 6 and 9. The lesson that is learned here is that it is only our relationship and proximity with God and His Word that will enable us to overcome temptations. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer today as we read in Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.